I don't know if you'd want him in the recording right now anyway, after what I did to him Friday. Never.
Do to him Friday.
The tagging.
Oh, the tagging, yes. You know, we're going to have to keep this an ongoing thing.
Oh, yeah.
I love how we had someone new that joined the Discord. We played with some people the other night from the public LFG from the 100, some really cool people. And the French guy, he just ran with it right away. He started tagging.
Oh, yeah.
Gator everywhere. It was amazing. It was awesome.
I was quite surprised. I'm like, usually most of you people aren't going to go through that whole trouble. But like, I might be disturbing the peace. I'm like, no, he's just running right with it.
He ran right with it. Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 97 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We do bring on different guests from time to time and communities to learn about them, their experiences in Destiny, and discuss other topics. Your hosts, as always, are Kingsley Mack, Sin, and Des Raven. Well, Sin Media, to be complete, I suppose. How are you guys doing?
Well, and yourself?
Crickets.
No. Crickets?
Crickets.
Dad's not good?
I'm doing good. Nothing.
I'm here. I'm alive.
Wait,
I'm
breathing. Who else said... Who's speaking up out of turn?
I'm pretty sure it was Gator all underscores in between.
Yes.
Okay. Wrong Gator. Wrong Gator.
This is where you...
I'm not the old one.
You do the little screech sin in the editing, and... Okay, we were going to have Gator on, but we have this other lovely gentleman on called RNG Gator. How you doing?
The better, I'm doing good. The better Gator.
The better Gator. The antithesis to Gator?
That's right.
The yin and the yang of the Gators. Hey, we had to get right into it.
I'm wondering how much grief we're going to get for that one.
It's fine.
I heard you have some drinks going tonight, so this should be a fun episode, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm already 2 or 3 in.
Excellent.
It sounded more like 3 in the pre-show.
Yeah, it was 2. I'm on my 3rd one.
There you go. I should have probably did that. Instead of getting coffee, I should have probably broke out the Kraken or the Bumbu. We could have got right into it.
I almost bought some Bumbu. One of my friends at work told me to buy that. I decided to buy the Kraken this time. I might try Bumbu next time.
Do it. Do it now. It is delicious.
So we'll definitely talk you into it. It is pretty good. I was also talking in pre-show how I like the spiced rum, especially with something sweet like a dessert or whatever. But for my rum and Coke, I just prefer like a straight coconut flavored with straight rum. Kind of give it that Caribbean, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Flavor, but doesn't matter. There's different ways you can do it.
Different Cokes or different rums for different strokes.
Mm-hmm.
Something to that effect.
Sin, how's the car sales going this week? I saw a Jetta out in the wild myself. I sent you that picture earlier on.
Oh, yes, you did. The one of the newer style Jettas.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you hadn't seen one before.
Yeah, I hadn't.
They are nice vehicles. They did a lot of technology upgrades in them. So you got a lot of technology packed into a little car, which is not so little anymore. And they're affordable and great gas mileage. For as low as
okay, Des, how are you doing instead? We don't need to hear Sin's sales pitch. we'll come back to Des. I think he's just flabbergasted about Sin's sales pitch.
I may have forgotten I muted myself. Whoops.
It's all good. I saw that.
One mute to rule them all.
I know, right? Yeah, I'm doing all right, as I said, but, you know, nobody could hear me, and, you know, yeah.
So how are you really doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just kind of surprised, considering I've wiggled my way somehow out of not working in the past, like, 4 weekends, so, yeah.
Interesting. Oh, awesome. I'm kind of jealous, yeah. Actually.
I'm this normally doesn't happen to me, but then again, I run more like automotive and such, and for one company we ship to called Itron, I believe, where they make various meters, like electrometers for homeowners and such. But no, this time of the year is where Electrolux are customer that makes refrigerators.
Need some new vacuum cleaners?
I don't know.
Electrolux reminds me of a vacuum cleaner name.
I don't know.
I've seen some fridges. I know what you're saying there.
Yeah. I only know, I think they do for Frigidaire. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I mean, I don't know specifically. I don't know. There was a time I made like racks that go in the fridge door. And yeah, it was a thing that I did for a while. I don't do that anymore. I look over much smaller parts now. Fantastic.
With getting some weekends off, hopefully it stays that way. Unless you like having other days off. I know some people that I was at this point, one point in my life, where I actually didn't mind working weekends and having middays off because it was less busy. You could get stuff done.
Blast.
I don't know. I mean, good Lord, I just roll with the bunches, take over time where I can. Be able to forge a couple extra things every now and then.
Is that Sin clicking furiously in the background playing the game?
Probably. No, I was playing Ori, Will of the Wisps. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just...
That's a fun game. But I'm hearing this. I don't know if you can hear that on mic.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It's a fun game. I loved it. I played the first one. I haven't finished the second one, but I played the first one. I liked it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just, like, slicing around everywhere and not really knowing what to do. Oh, well.
How would you describe that game?
Side scroller, little orby magical looking thing.
Platformer.
That you just, yeah. And he got this like sword that you whip around everywhere. Or at least that's all I've unlocked so far. I don't really know how else to describe it other than that. Magical sword whipping or a wisp or something.
Someone clip that?
It's got a great story to it.
Yeah. Is this a Xbox Games Pass game?
Yes, yeah. By Lamar.
It is.
Excellent.
Yeah, I played it once or twice and just for something to like kill a little time. It's interesting. I want to go back and play this and also the Star Wars game.
Fallen Order?
Yes. I played it a little bit, but not enough.
The Ori game is beautiful. It's a very beautiful game.
It looks cool. I'm looking at a video of it. Yeah. Now, RNG Gator, we have you on as a guest this week. And I know a lot of people in the community may already know you, but we do want to ask you about yourself because not everyone does. First question, who is the better Gator?
Between me and the older Gator? It's me. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
No doubt about it.
I mean, he might have his own podcast, but... He had to do that to best me, but, you know, I don't have time to podcast, so.
We're glad to have you on.
I don't have time to do my own podcast. Let me say it that way. Sorry.
There you go. Yeah. Well, let's start with there. You've been on podcasts in the past. It's not like you're new to podcasting. I mean, I know you've been on their show a few times.
Right? Yeah, I've been on their show a couple times. I've been on Potato Thumbs podcast a couple times. I was on Gear Dads, aka Gear Dads podcast, Anti-Meta when it was out.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been around.
You've been around.
Is that what you kids call it these days?
I guess. I'm not that young.
I think there's a more important question, though.
Yeah, what's that?
It's apparently a new question in the speed run from GDC that I heard this week.
Oh, which one are you talking about?
Sin or Kingsley Mack?
Yes, and I got a new pick.
Yes, I'm also asking Des to pick also.
I played the fifth.
Damn it.
Thought we would go with Gator or Hazel.
Our show, Sin.
I thought we would go with Gator or Hazel would have been more exactly of the question. For this not, show.
Nah. Not, nah. We'll try to spice it up a little bit.
You know.
Plus, I'm super excited that Agent H said Sin.
Prof I'll go with Agent Dez. H. He knows how to. He went through them quick. That's the excuse I give. He just went with the first answer to go quicker. So, you know, and it's quicker saying Sin than Kingsley Mack.
I suppose. I guess we can get back to our what we do now. I just had to.
No,
throw
it's
that
all good.
There.
Hey, this podcast can go wherever we want it to go. So feel free. And
I still feel like y'all got shafted last year, but you know.
Oh,
I feel like you good read them sir. Faster for Fluffy and
good
for Fluffy and Zan.
You are our favorite guest.
If you win,
Gator, did you hear that? I think we're gonna have to start our lawsuit back up again.
Well, I don't know. He did say we would be on this year, so we'll see.
Oh, just so we have to prove it again, and then there'll still be some way where he finds a loophole to say he has something slower to us.
Yep, indeed.
No, but yeah, tell us. We have a few other questions just so people can get to know you. What, where generally do you live in the lovely area, and what do you do for a living, sir?
Well, I'm going to give out where I live. Hopefully Fudd doesn't listen to this because, you know, I've not told Fudd where I live at. And I live in the state of North Carolina. You know, he thinks I live somewhere outside the states. That's at least what we got going here. I hope he doesn't hear this and ruin his whole immersion.
Exclusive. We have exclusives here.
And I do IT work is what I do for a living.
I mean, my ears perked up. I mean, I've kind of known that, but you want a lot. You don't have to tell me all the details, but what
desktop
do you
support?
Do?
Desktop support is what I do
for a particular company. Just one, like as an employee, or
yes, I am for a company that does mods on planes out near the airport. Like we have two hangars that are military hangars, which I don't work in because I don't have clearance to go in those. They work on KC-10s and. I support three other hangars that do like FedEx, DHL, American, passenger planes, cargo planes. We work on modding them and repairing them. We're one of the only people on businesses on the East Coast that can do that. So,
all right, on. Been doing that for a while?
Yeah, about actually this last week was 4 years I've been at this job.
Okay.
For that, I was at Ralph Lauren for 11 years.
No.
I got to ask, doing what?
At Ralph Lauren?
Yes.
It was help
model.
Desk. Help desk. It was IT work. No.
I mean, my mind went to model.
I did go to New York and had to train up there at 620 at Madison on Madison Avenue at our headquarters at one point and got to meet some models and everything. So, but no, never modeled myself.
Gotcha.
I met Ralph a couple times. So.
That's cool. Yeah, IT work. You know, sometimes we find ourselves helping other people in the community, you know.
That's what brings me to drinking.
I thought that was really garbage.
Yeah.
Nah, IT work will do it to you also, Sin. Trust me.
Yeah. So don't switch careers.
Especially with COVID going on, it brings you to drinking even more. Because all of a sudden people need headsets that are working from home and speakers for Teams meetings that they've been doing for a year. And all of a sudden now, oh, we need these headsets. And they're not the easiest thing in the world to find with, you know, COVID and the supplies. So it's like,
oh, man.
What have you been doing for a year? How have you been doing these Teams meetings? You just yelling at your microphone? I mean, what are you doing?
I guess they figured it out at this point.
Yeah. All of a sudden now, you know, we need six speakers for my entire team. why do you want speakers? Just use headsets.
So yeah, and probably it's a pain. I know when users start working at home, because then you have all the other variables that you didn't have to account for in the office, of like how good is their Wi-Fi, how good is their internet, mm-hmm. all that stuff.
And trying to get that through their head. Oh, it's not my internet. Yeah, it's the only thing that's connecting you. It's got to be your internet.
Uh-huh. It's not my internet. Well, how far away are you from the router? Oh, it's downstairs in the corner. Mm-hmm.
So you're not wired, are you?
No, you're not okay. Wired, right? Yeah, it's your internet. You need to be closer to the wireless or be like wired.
Lady I had to talk to this week, that she's like, all of a sudden she needs a laptop. But when we changed out their computers over a year ago, we're like, are you sure you don't want to order laptops for your people? No, we're good. Now she needs a laptop all of a sudden, because when she does a Teams meeting, she has to quit this VPN. I'm like, and I called her. I'm like, what you're saying makes no sense. I'm like, you run Teams on your computer at home, connect to your machine here at work. That's all you have to do. She's like, but I can't keep it up on one screen and this on the other screen. I'm like, yes, you can. It's not that hard. I'm like, you know what? Forget it. When your laptop comes in, I'll switch it out.
Gotta love non-technological people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I never knock people that don't know technology, because it's the same thing as any profession. But like, and I also don't knock people that maybe don't know the basic things to do, but when they start knowing a little bit and think like, you know, they're smarter, and then start fighting and telling you like what they think is wrong, that's when it gets a little crazy.
Yeah. The ones that went to a class, like an Excel class, and know everything about Excel, but want to tell you how to do it. Yeah. Yeah, I love those.
I hate Excel.
They know just enough to get themselves in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, that's what you do. That's where you live. We got that exclusive, so thank you very much on that.
No problem.
Tell us about, I mean, these are just the basic questions, but we'll try to make them interesting. But, you know, what kind of got you into gaming? Any interesting stories there? You don't have to tell, like, a whole history, but, and then lead up to, like, how you found out about Destiny.
I mean, got myself into gaming since I was, I started out on, like, in television. Atari, Pong, you know, I've been into it since I was little. I remember playing the controller with the wheel that you moved.
Yep. Yeah. ColecoVision, too.
And the button, the number pad, you know, I remember playing that when I was little at my uncle's house. And from there, I went to Nintendo, Super Nintendo, PlayStation, PlayStation 2, and then from PlayStation 2 to Xbox. And I've been on Xbox and then PC here recently, so I got into Destiny just from Halo, because that's the reason I bought an Xbox, was to get Halo and Gears of War, and okay. And I knew Bungie, so I saw this Destiny game, and I got into like the alpha and the beta, and I've just been playing it ever since. So it's my home game. I can go away from it for a while, come back, and it still feels like I started playing it today, and I haven't played it in over a week, and it's just doing things. It's like, hey, this game, just, there's no game that's smooth as this game is on PC or even on Xbox now with the new Series X.
Mm-hmm.
It's so smooth. It's just, I love it. I mean, the game is optimized great for PC. Yes, it has its, you know, problems here or there, but what game doesn't? But I'm still going to come back and play it. Like when the new season comes out next Tuesday, I'll be there. I'll take a break from my Red Dead and everything. I'll go back to Red Dead eventually once I get caught up in the season enough to where I feel like I can start switching back and forth. But I'm still going to play this first.
So that's cool. You've kind of done that from the beginning with Destiny. What do you like to do in the game as far as what would be your favorite character, and what are some activities that you love maybe more than others?
I mean, my main character, my class changes from season to season. Right now, it's my favorite Titan, Hunter, Warlock, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm more of a PvE guy. I like PvP to play it every now and then if I have to do it. But when I get on, I'm getting on, I'm going to do PvE stuff more than I'm going to pick PvP stuff up. So,
well, we ran a raid with you recently. It was about a week ago.
Yeah, a week ago this time.
On PC,
has it been that long?
Yep. Well, this is you wasn't in this one, Sin. You were 2 weeks ago.
No.
You remember the one you quit on us, and then we beat the encounter right after you quit and finished the raid?
That was a Saturday night one.
Yeah. Yeah, we did it last Saturday night. Me, Kingsley, Sin, or not Sin, excuse me, Gator. Sorry. Gator and Nullsy, Helios, I think Laz.
Yeah, so that sounds about right.
I got Eyes of Tomorrow finally to drop on my 8th clear.
Yeah, man, congrats.
I got it before the other Gator, even though he says, hey, I got 2 that night, because he got it the next clear. The old Gator did.
Yeah.
And and then I had to bow out because I was going to play Sea of Thieves with Bud. And the third run, he got it again, he said. He's like, I got 2, I win. I'm like, no, I still got it before you. So,
man, if we keep one of those tallies with the 2 different columns, old Gator versus RNG Gator, I mean, you're getting the points. You're getting the points. IT, you got Eyes of Tomorrow before him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Gator. If you come into FUD's Discord, he's the fake Gator, according to one of the people in our FUD's Discord. Bees is her name, and she calls him fake Gator. So, because I was there first, so there's another one in my favor. So, yeah.
Well, tell us about the name RNG Gator. What made you come up with that?
So that's from Destiny 1 in my clan I was in at the time. Tush clan was Tread Upon Shards is what we were called. And I had all these other, something with Gator in it. And we're sitting there playing Bottle Glass. One of the first times I ran it with I finally got up to, 29, 30, level, could finally run it. And, everybody's in there like, I can't get Fatebringer. I can't get this. We run through the Templar Fatebringer drops for me first time. We get to the end. The only game a gun I could never get to drop for me was Mythic Class until after they nerfed it. And then it dropped. But, didn't the shotgun drop in Vault of Glass? Wasn't that? What was the name of that shotgun? I can't remember. But, any weapon, we ran it 3 times in one night. And I got Fatebringer to drop each time, each character. Mm-hmm. And they're all like, somebody's like, well, you should just change your name to RNG Gator. I said, okay. So yeah. Next day I went on Xbox and put in, oh, it's available. Changed my name. And it's stuck with me ever since. So when D2 came out, was it Last Wish? We ran it, 1K Voice first time, got Anarchy first time, and Scourge of the Pass. So,
man, so it's keeping up for the most part.
Yeah, I had to fulfill my name, so.
Yeah.
The shotgun wasn't Matador 64, was it?
That was one of them, yes. Oh, well, no. Oh,
was that in the raid?
No, that wasn't in the raid.
Vog was found vertic.
That's it. That was the one. Got it to drop. Like I said, I got every weapon to drop in those first three runs, except Vex. I had every raid weapon after we ran it the 3 times, but Vex Mythic Class. So,
and then you had to make sure no one knew your address because you'd be getting death threats.
Yeah. Nips didn't like me too well. It was always, most of those raids would run with Admiral Nips. And I had a group. If I ran with this group, I knew I was going to get it. So,
yeah.
Well, since you have such good luck, I really need the ship from the Cryptolith lore. So it looks like we need to run that.
Yeah, I haven't got that one yet myself. So,
well, never mind.
I only ran it once. So,
yeah, maybe you got to run it twice and then you'll get it.
It might be twice. So.
Plus, just because he has good RNG doesn't mean everyone in the fire team does,
It can rub off on some people, but.
Yeah, it just kind of depends what it feels like, right?
Depends on the day.
Depends on what Bungie is pushing the button for the loot. So.
True story.
Just imagine if I streamed, and I got the streamer luck on top of the RNG Gator luck,
Yeah.
I'd be a god.
So. Plus, you know how to spell Gator the correct way.
Yes.
Instead of Gator.
Yeah, and I don't need underscores,
Yeah, that's another point in your column. Are you keeping track, Sin? I think we're at least 3 or 4 and then to 0.
Yeah.
All I heard was he was hating on underscores, and since Des and I have underscores somewhere in our names, somewhere along the lines.
I have an underscore.
I heard shade.
I have an underscore in my name on Twitch because they wouldn't let me put them together.
Nice. Well, you're in quite a bit of different communities, like you mentioned, Potato Thumbs, Guardian Down, you know, and ours. Definitely a great member that's been around for a long time. So we appreciate having you on. I don't know if any of y'all have any other questions for Mr. RNG Gator before we move on to our next segment. Dan, if you have any questions for us, feel free to, RNG.
I have one from Drafty. He told me to say...
No, go ahead.
It was just... He said, love you, Sin, or love you, Kingsley. Love you, Dez. You, Sin. Something like that.
Oh.
That's what he told me to say earlier tonight in the Discord. I'm just repeating what he had.
We love you too, Drafty.
Love you, Drafty.
Love you, Drafty.
That poor guy, he's working his butt off this weekend because of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Because it's in his hometown or in his home area. So.
All right. Well, let us see. What else has been going on in the community lately? I mean, we had a little trailer drop. No big deal, right? Let's move on.
Zavala grew some balls, finally.
Yeah.
Finally happy to have him as my class leader.
Once. We know that... Oh, I should have researched. How do you pronounce the name? The female Cabal Kalis' daughter. Cadel, thank you. And the reason why I bring this up, too, is because I kind of remember hearing you talk about this with some other people, Des, but was this one of the things that was like iffy in the lore, or did we already know that the female Cabal had tusks?
It was something, I'm still not sure if it's 100% confirmed, but the two female Cabal that we know of have tusks, so...
Wait, who's the other one?
That would be formerly Kalis and Gull's like lead general. I forget her name exactly, but she was basically a role model for Cadel. Where Kalis was trying not to raise his daughter to be quite so warlike, she ended up taking to this figure who was, well, being his like lead general and such, was basically his main like war advisor. So yeah, there's that.
Nice.
Yeah. It's interesting what you said about RNG about, you know, Zavala growing balls. It's kind of funny how these little storylines come in, and when you go to the season page that Bungie has for, by the way, it's called Season of the Chosen, which, yeah, some things are getting leaked out, but now it's confirmed. And for story, it says the new Empress with the pyramids and Zivir Wrath destabilizing the system. Empress Cadel, leader of the Cabal and daughter of Kalis, seeks an alliance. But when she demands more than Zavala can offer, negotiations collapse, and the Guardians must become the tip of the spear that strikes at her growing war council. I mean...
We're guns for hire. That's what we are.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think it's funny, you know, we got Zavala, like, trying to defend the city, so he does something bad, like, you know, not send strained resources to, after a manhunt. He's bad. No, saying no to his city's freedom, no, that's good.
Right.
I mean, his goal never changes, but he was bad, but now he's okay again, and it's like, his character hasn't changed all.
he'll find a way to cower out or something else before it's over with. So, you know,
he'll find a way to be disappointed with us.
You forget, like, this is also the dude that ran to reclaim the last city without a gun.
Yeah.
He's got a headbutt everything.
I still don't understand that.
And he's also the Vanguard that said, hey, I don't want to go after Cade's killer. You know, just stay here. Let's don't do that. You know.
In watching the trailer, it's kind of fun and, you know, tense in that moment where he's like, no, we're not going to bow a knee. And then, of course, you know, cuts away and it's like, what's going to happen? You can imagine if this is like some movie and then all of a sudden it's like, run away. You know, it's like a big fight starts or something.
I mean, there's like what? We eight, escape. 10 lasers on the guy from Cabal.
Right.
Siam. Yeah. It's like, if that was us, we'd be dead.
Yeah. I mean,
so for sure.
I don't think you're going to pop your bubble fast enough, Zavala. I really don't. I know. Osiris so ain't going to help happen? You. I mean, Osiris has no ghost. So, I mean, what's he going to do?
Too soon.
too soon. Well, we weren't the ones who lost his ghost.
That was his fault.
All right. So, and then another big part of the season is Welcome to the Helm, and it's H.E.L.M. So I assume that's acronyms that stands for something.
Not really. What was your first clue?
But do we know what yet? I guess
I don't know.
I'm assuming this is going to be part of the tower by looking at the picture. It looks like a piece, like a place in the tower, maybe?
Yeah, as far as that speculation, a lot of people have different ideas. The little amount of research I did send from Reddit Read Secrets and stuff is this isn't the old tower. It's just going to be another zone we're loading into. I don't even think it's going to be like we can walk to it from the tower. Like, but it's not necessarily going to be the old tower either. I don't know.
They opened that elevator to Zavala's office. Could this be down in that area?
Oh,
somewhere?
It could. Yeah. Because it does have those windows facing out.
Right.
But
that's what I'm looking at.
It looks like the old tower area. So it doesn't mean, and you know, there has been some leaks with some of those cube maps of this stuff, but it doesn't mean the whole old tower is coming back necessarily. So we'll just have to see what comes of this.
Well, the fact that they've been repairing the bits and pieces of the towers, I think was the kind of like the spoilerish. I guess not really spoilers, because you can see them repairing the old tower or the tower like walls over time. So, I mean, that's, I kind of think where they were thinking that it would be coming back just because of that.
True. But of course, other things happen in the game too that never lead to anything ever. So yeah. It's still possible that may not happen. I don't know. I don't care. I'm not here to argue that. I just, I think it'll be interesting. It's a place that says, designed as the ultimate vanguard staging ground, the spaceport provides the resources Guardians need to face the most powerful of incursions. Here, the war table has been set. Meet with Zavala, acquire the Hammer of Proving, and orchestrate an honorable victory.
Wouldn't it have been cool if this would have been in our ship, maybe?
Ooh, yeah. People have been talking about for a while having stuff to do with the ship.
You just have a helm in the ship.
That would be cool.
That would have been awesome. Just saying. Not saying they missed an opportunity. You know.
Let's get your boot.
I will allow it. I hope they do.
And we have a new seasonal activity called the Battlegrounds. The fallout from the failed treaty has resulted in Cabal forces taking up arms on multiple destinations, prepared to defend the glory of the Empire. In this three-player match-made activity, I thought that was interesting, Guardians will engage in ritual combat against Cadel's chosen warriors.
You know, somebody will find a way to do this, like the one on Mars, where six people can join somehow.
Yeah. Remember the sundial? That was fun, having six people.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't look back at more of that. But yeah.
Well, at least this is a three-player match made better than nothing. It's kind of nice to, you know, we kind of go back and forth between these different things. But I think it's about time again to have another thing like that. I mean, yes, we have plenty of other match made things. We do have the Empire Hunts. But as far as, you know, seasonal activity, I think it's kind of cool that this is coming. And we have to, I have to keep reminding myself too, all these things are sticking around as far as we know. I mean, we know all the Hawkmoon, Crow, you know, Wrathborn hunts, they're sticking around.
Right.
Right.
And this will be sticking around too. So it, you know, in a way, the story has to allow for that, right? Mm-hmm. In some ways, it was kind of it was easier, I guess, if season per season things stop, because you're like, okay, we've now cleansed the battlegrounds. Next season, they're gone. But if this is sticking around, then I guess we're kind of fighting with the Cabal for a while, at least in this aspect of our domain.
No, it'd be cool to run into as a boss in there. The brothers from that strike in D1.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, the Shield Brothers.
Yeah.
That would be a cool one for them to bring back since the season would be Cabal themed.
Right, that's what I was just thinking.
Well, I'm looking at the pictures. There's a pretty cool, I assume this will be the middle picture if you go to the page.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
Yeah, right? The left one shows just whatever. It just shows part of the activities, chaos going on. The middle one shows that, I assume, some kind of boss, Centurion or whatever there. Pretty cool looking. The right one shows a close-up of a Scion with a bunch of electricity around it.
Ooh, has he got the cloak like the Scions had in that one strike? Is that what it looks?
Yeah, the three Scions from D1.
The Scion Flares.
Scion Flares.
Well, that would be interesting as well.
We will see.
There are a lot of good strikes, like Cabal themed, from Destiny 1.
Mm-hmm.
There are. Now, speaking of strikes, I mean, that's even the next part on here. We do have strikes coming back. Of course, we already knew about Devil's Lair and Fallen Saber. And then, you know, when the leak came out, and it came out to be true, but we are getting a new strike also. Proving Grounds. The champions of humanity face the champions of the Cabal, determine the fate of the last city. And it's a huge land tank.
Oh, yes.
I see that.
If you definitely see that picture.
Reminds me of a Valis Dark.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Because I know that was like our first encounter with the, because he was in a giant Cabal land tank.
Land tank of Rubicon or something like that?
I think it was called Rubicon.
Now, I do want to skip ahead to the calendar because it's kind of on the topic. This is interesting that they're doing this first time. Well, I guess you kind of had this with exclusives in the past, right? Where PS4 had some strikes and not Xbox, but what they're doing here is people that have the season pass will get that new strike a week earlier than the free players, which is hardly a thing. That's just a week. So I kind of feel like, why? But I guess it's one other small little carrot maybe to get a few more people to buy the season pass that maybe weren't considering it. It's the only thing I can think. But that new strike also is not coming out. A lot of things are dropping at the beginning of the season. And then, of course, Battlegrounds will have like new locations and planets that it goes to, and that kind of rolls along later in the season. But this new strike actually comes out kind of midway, March 23rd. Yes, and then March 30th is where it's for the free players. Thanks.
No problem.
So that's like a good month and a half later. Because February 9th is when the season starts. So about halfway through the season, if I'm saying that right.
It's hard to believe that we're 3 days away.
All right.
Well, especially after last season dragged on for so long.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
We're not used to it. Oh, God, it's actually been 3 months. Let's go to another season, you know.
Yeah,
I know. Expecting a little bit longer. Can we delay it a little bit more?
And then there's going to be at least two exotic weapons. One is a quest and it says redacted. One we get right away, I believe, right?
The Gjallar bow is how you say that.
Okay, I'll say that.
I was totally thinking tiki masala. Are we going to do an Indian food right now?
Come on, Tim. No. The Gjallar bow. I like that.
The Gjallar bow.
This ancient recurve bow charges multiple solar arrows that can track several targets at once. I mean,
very nice, sir.
Yeah, we have Eyes of Tomorrow. Now we have this. So, boy.
Yeah,
but I think this we're getting right away, right? Or is there a quest that goes with it?
Okay. No, I think that one's the Season Pass Exotic, actually.
Season Pass Exotic. Gotcha.
Yeah. So, if you buy the season pass, you get it immediately. If not, it's what, rank 15-ish or so?
Yeah, one of those things. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's usually pretty early on the free track, but again, if you buy it, you just get it immediately. At least that's what I've heard.
Rank 35 on the free track.
You do show the season pass in here. Yeah, thanks for.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
RG, we need you as our crack research and assistant because
right?
Can we just have you on in the background for every episode? Sin never knows what's
going on. Yeah, I'm looking at the page as you're talking about it.
You can just chime in whenever you know.
I'll just mute myself.
Future episodes and just invite you into the. You're like, you can just chime in for us.
What did we miss this episode? Hold on. I'm also noticing the battlegrounds are like three separate battlegrounds. There's a Hellstone that comes out February 9th,
mm-hmm.
Cleansing mm-hmm. Battleground on February 16th, and Oracle Battleground on February 23rd. I wonder if that's the three different screens we're seeing up there for the battlegrounds.
Potentially.
Yeah, potentially. So, and probably different locations, I think.
Right. Because the trailer showed Europa.
Vault of Glass. Are we going to get to Vault of Glass or Battleground? No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I'm mimicking like a lot of people. Sorry.
I was totally thinking Vault of Glass. We were talking about Vex earlier. I really want that to come back this season.
I don't think
it's probably
I
won't.
I think we'll get one more season before that maybe comes back.
Oh, you think so? Yeah, let's place our bets. But I mean, if I had to guess, the season after this seems to make the most sense.
That's
but,
what I'm thinking.
I'm still saying season 14, basically, because
yep.
I don't think it's going to be the 15th season. I think season 14 is a good sweet spot for it.
But we get Guardian Games this season.
Dude, I am super stoked for y'all may make fun of me, but I don't care. I'm super stoked for that cloak.
It does look awesome. No on the
I said right away too, this armor, this was kind of like at the bottom and not everyone was noticing it at first, but all three. Like a NASCAR helmet. The Warlock looks like Tron, and the cloak for Hunter. This is all awesome.
Yeah, that Tron cloak looks amazing.
But here's my
thing. Yeah, Titan is so basic.
Why the Titans gotta be so damn skinny? Well, why are we skinny?
They're all skinny. Why? It's like it's sleek sports armor. Do you not?
It looks like SRL
theming.
I know.
It always does.
I know it's not
the exact same thing.
Just giving up on hope of SRL ever coming
even
back.
Talk about it.
I don't think, but it looks like it colors the shape of it. It looks like SRL armor.
It does.
I know there's a 98% chance it's not going to be SRL, but then I'll just be happy if it is.
Mm-hmm. I know one thing in that calendar, the Proven Strikes, when it enters for everybody, the picture of that Cabal is quite scary looking.
Yeah.
I know, right?
It's like an undead Cabal.
With a hood.
Yeah.
It's a... No, wait, that's Trials. My bad. Whoops. That guy. There we go.
Yeah, the March 30th, not the other one above it.
yeah, my bad. No, I was looking at the wrong thing. That's
the Trials awesome armor, design. I'd look past Holy that. Crap. I'm not going to get it, so...
Dude, I might actually pick up some bounties. Yeah,
we can get it
to if we attempt... just... to get some of these new trials weapons, though, because also, spoiler alert, new trials weapons. Like, legit new trials weapons.
Yeah.
Yes. We also get to do aspect quests again. Yay.
Yay.
One. We get one.
It'll That's be fine. At least all you gotta do, hopefully all you gotta do it on one character, like the other one.
No, three characters.
No, you didn't have to do aspects on all three characters.
No, this is an aspect. This is not a fragment.
Oh. Shit.
This is, I keep telling people this. This is the thing. This is like Shatter Dive or the Slide or
the Ice Field.
Exactly.
Which is so, better.
This is going to have to be done.
More interesting. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Because I cannot wait to see what else they do to. Because again, these are the things that change the class,
yes,
to some degree, and I'm super stoked for it. I will grind them out, all three of them. February 9th, I will start that grind because I cannot wait.
I gotta finish the first ones for my Warlock. That's the only class I haven't finished yet.
Oh, Warlock can be so fun.
Oh, it's fun. It's just making myself want to go through and do it again, the Darkness quest again. I'm just I don't want to hear the same lines from the Stranger again. And you can't skip them.
Yeah, I mean, new weapons. We also have, undoubtedly, there'll be some seasonal weapons that come. But overall, the weapons that are coming in the loot pool, which will also be, you know, seasonal plus reintroduced from older weapons. Over 25 weapons added to the loot pool. Of course, that's considering the everything, the exotic, the ritual weapon. And
Interesting that we're getting 25 new weapons, or 25 new viable weapons, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're losing 21.
Okay.
Well, it's
so we're actually gaining four weapons, because I've seen I haven't watched them, but I've seen a bunch of titles and like thumbnails of videos that we're losing 21 weapons to sunsetting. So the fact that we're getting 25, like I said, knock off two for the exotic, and which again, I'm happy. I said I'm a man of my word. I say I do not mind being proven wrong. And I said that we would not get a new ritual pursuit weapon this season.
But we are.
I was wrong. We are. I am happy.
Mountaintop 2.0?
Potentially. I mean, it definitely has the same model, but I doubt it's going to have micro-missile. Considering how much of a nightmare micro-missile was. But at the same time, this could be why they truly nerfed micro-missile.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this grenade launcher could potentially have it again. But I wouldn't bet on it.
Oh, I'm not.
But I also would love to be proven wrong and they put micro missile in this thing again, because you know I'm going to rock that thing.
Reddit will lose its mind.
So when don't they?
Correct.
I feel like the whole weapon thing, it never really bothered me, and we're kind of getting this slow but good enough rolling start with weapons, and Bungie even said they're going to be focusing on it even more. But this season we're getting a few more total, whatever, overall. We're getting at least things reintroduced, 25 to the loot pool, and we're getting the Umbral Ingram, which we talked about in previous episodes, but even more focused capabilities than ever before.
So it's going to be quite nice. Plus, coming in will be the reason to run Grandmaster Nightfalls. The adept weapons for PvE. Dum-dum-dum.
Finally don't have to do trials for them.
Which, interestingly enough, they do confirm that the adept Grandmaster Nightfall weapons will take the adept trials shaders.
Makes sense.
So for those that do both, you can rock a trial shader on your palindrome. I say that because that's probably going to be the one to most likely be brought into the trial scene more.
I could see that, yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, it was the pen for no other reason than nostalgia. For no other reason. Because, you know, there's going to be a bunch of people that rock palindrome in trials because year three, D1.
Swarm's coming back.
That
was a fun one. Yeah, I think that's a fast one. If I remember, that's a faster firing. If I remember. I could be wrong, and it's been a long time since I even thought about it, so don't quote me.
I am really excited to get palindrome again, because I kind of mained that a lot towards the end of my D1 career in PvE. I had the role that, you know, the 1 week where everyone's like, buy it from the...
Exactly.
Whoever the vendor was. It was the really good role, you know?
Yeah, it was like a god role just like sitting there, and it's like, okay.
Yeah. And I got it, and I loved it because it had really good range for a hand cannon. It was stable. I would use it even in the raids. Unless spots where it totally didn't make sense, but, you know, I'd use it a lot just everywhere in PvE. Yeah. And I'm hoping it feels somewhat similar, at least. I mean, I wouldn't really know unless I went back to D1, but...
Yeah, it should. I mean, maybe it'll definitely... It'll most likely be 140. Most likely, because it was around that fire rate. It might have been a 150, but again, with the new rulings, 150 is now 140, so it'll probably be a 140. But again, I'll be happy to be proven wrong, because that means it'll be in the same class as Sunshot, which is actually a better archetype anyway. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All I heard is you want to go back to D1 and maybe do Vault of Glass.
Well.
No.
Some of us will be doing that soon, probably. I've heard of people rumbling about, you know, before it comes out on D2. And, you know, I like to go back and do the old D1 raids from time to time, but we need to do a Wrath again.
I love Wrath. Oh, yes.
God, I loved Wrath.
Okay, let's get one going. But you're on Xbox, so we couldn't join you there.
Yeah, I couldn't do that with you. But I loved Wrath. I love the ornaments from Wrath, the Siva coming off your armor. God, I love that.
I still technically have a D1 account on Xbox.
Well, I think it's still $60 for the full thing, especially if you're getting Rise of Iron. It's like at least 40, and then you'd have to get the base game too. Look that up, research assistants.
I can't get to that very quick. I'm not on that page at the moment.
I'm on Xbox at the moment, so, but I'm not. I'm in the middle of Iron Banner.
Multitasking as always, doing three things at the same time.
Yes. Pretty much. But that's okay. I'm trying to finish these Iron Banner bounties. Uh-huh. Trying to do them on all three characters before the this weekend's, because I think there's a triumph if you complete all of them in one go.
There is. I ain't done one Iron Banner this whole season.
Oh, I've played a lot this week. More than I care to say.
What do we think about the new seasonal armor that has all the poof balls on the head?
I've been sitting here looking at it before you get the ornaments. It looks great. I love the way it looks before you get the gold and the balls on the top of your head and the smiley face hunter helmet that looks.
Oh, yes.
Like I love my Titan, but damn, Bungie, really? Did you have to give us such a tall head and a ball right on top of it? Come on. I'm sticking with my Saint 14 armor. I'm good.
That if that helmet was like slightly varied, and it would almost make more sense on a warlock.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I love the red dots on the face. I love that look of it. That on the warlock and the Titan, that red dots looks great, but it's just like the balls. Why? Ooh.
For reception.
For what, Sin?
Reception.
Oh, for reception. I got you. Yeah. It's a bold movement. I mean, I'm looking at it, the larger picture here on the website. I mean, there are some great details to this now that I'm seeing it blown up and everything. And it's a very bold statement. And, I don't know. My stance has softened a little bit, but I still don't think I'm going to be main.
I want to see it. I'll get it. I'll look at it, and I'll probably go right back to my Saint 14 ornaments. So.
But I do not like the warlock of the pre-ornament one. What is with that helmet?
Oh, you talking about the Iron Banner looking type helmet?
Yeah,
it's like backwards. Don't. What's that going on? What's going on behind the head there? I don't.
For reception.
I don't know. Look at the hunter one, the helmet on the hunter before you get the ornaments. Does it remind you of the war mine, the Russian looking ornaments? Is what it's got a feel to. Like they took that and ran with it. To me, that season. So.
Also, I guess now that I see the bow, that would be a Tiku.
Tiku. Okay.
For pronunciation, and because I was looking over things. Interestingly, that seems to be a Tex Mechanica skull redacted for the exotic quest.
Oh, yeah.
So
people think it's Last Curse, maybe?
First Curse?
First Curse, excuse me. Sorry. Some curse.
Middle Curse?
One curse to rule them all? Nope.
That would be awesome. Bickering on your hand? Just fire it.
All right, I'm looking through the list here if there's anything else.
And the ornaments, they say there's 25 weapons added, weapons and ornaments. I'm looking at that. That looks like what? Sins of the Past, the sniper from Leviathan, the pulse rifle. Those weapons look like the ones from Leviathan to me. And that weapons and ornament, right below redacted. Yeah. They've got that look to them. I mean, they look cool. If that's ornaments, I like the looks of them. Mm-hmm. I like that regal look to stuff. So.
Yeah. All right. What else? Calendar, we kind of went over that. Yeah, I mean, there. Guardian Games will be an interesting thing, too. And then they also have a Guardian Games closing ceremony from May 7th to 9th, right, way towards the end of the season. So, and it's 3 days.
And so all Titans will be invited?
We'll get our nice little small
statue.
That means Diddly Squat.
Yeah, that means Diddly Squat. So we don't care about that. But what is this 3 day thing, closing ceremony?
Are we doing the Olympics now? I mean, what is this? Are we all going to march around some undisclosed location?
We get all the Titans have to just go to the different planets and have a parade.
Maybe
we can watch them and throw tomatoes at them.
Something tells me Titans ain't gonna win it this year. If they win it 2 years in a row, oh crap.
Yeah, I know. That'll be interesting.
We just may.
Hey, whoever wins it, I win because I have one of each. So hey, yeah, my class won.
Did you get the box last year for Titan?
The box? Which box?
Yeah, there was a box for like the Bungie Reward box where you get like a scarf and something.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I didn't get it. No.
I got it. I opened it once and then packed it away.
Yeah, I got the thing to like redeem the reward or something and I didn't do it.
Yeah, I get a lot of random stuff that I buy. And then end up not ever using it.
I've still got both lore books wrapped in plastic.
I only got one. But I heard there's an emblem with like the second or third one that's pretty cool. So maybe I need to go in and buy one, or the second or third one.
It's interesting. Everyone should look at the pictures on the seasonal page. They have a bunch of screenshots and wallpapers and get a little more context to everything going on. Now, when we were talking about the Shield Brothers earlier, I'm trying to remember, it's been so long, doesn't one of them have like a big kind of like cannon on its back?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, one of these pictures shows a similar Cabal with a big cannon on its back.
I just saw that. Yeah.
And then there's a picture of Zavala looking very grumpy with Osiris next to him and some Cabal.
There's a lot of guns pointed at them and they ain't got Diddly Squad in their hands. I mean, it's on their back, but you know.
There's a Scion with some cool electronic stuff behind him or it, whatever. There's a really cool callous looking like room with like statues and stairs going up an area like we have not been to before.
Almost like an entrance to a lair or something.
Yeah. And then this is probably, is this the Sepix Prime picture or is this something else? I can't tell.
With the multiple servitors around it. I have no idea.
Oh yeah. Go ahead.
I was about to say this model of servitor definitely does share similarities with Sepix, though.
It does.
So it's interestingly could, because I don't think that the Aether Supply servitors have the rod sticking out of them. I'm not 100% certain of that. But that is a...
Those spikes anywhere in D2 yet.
Yeah. That was a trait of Sepix. So it would be interesting if Sepix actually returns again.
Yeah, or if they're changing it. Now, at least in...
Or I mean, it could be another Prime, I guess.
Another Prime, yeah. And then, of course, when we saw the video, they show for the Fallen Saber Strike 2, at least there's going to be, you know, the big shank, some type of big shank at the end with
a
turret.
Yeah. Exactly. It's got the sniper turret. It's going to ruin your day in Phase 1, especially on Solar Burn.
Do you think, I hope, what do we think with this this new Sepix Strike? Remember in D1, there was two versions of music. There was the original and there was like the remake the rock music with the guitar. That was pretty cool. I liked that one.
That was Siva stuff.
That was Rise of Iron that they reintroduced that for the Siva, for Sepix Perfected. Yeah, but,
the music.
I mean, chances are it's probably going to be new music anyway, potentially, or yeah. existing D2's track.
How about the last picture? What is that ship? Is that the Cabal ship that were that the girls own? Callus's daughter? Maybe?
Yeah, and a bunch of just space debris around it.
Wasn't that in the trailer? Like, they're towards the end of it?
That's weird, because he actually... No, yeah, in that picture where potentially Sepix is surrounded by the smaller servitors, mm-hmm. that is an ability and an action that Aether Supply servitors do.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, it'll be curious to see what it is. And yeah, as far as that last one,
what's that ship blocking? That's the question. Where's that at in the solar system?
That appears
it's quite dark.
That the debris and such reminds me of Reef.
That's what I was gonna say. The
yeah, working
like Tangled Shore, Reef area is what that generally reminds me of, but it definitely does seem a little darker than the Reef itself. But like I said, with all the debris and things, that's what it immediately puts me in mind of.
Well, back on the Devil's Lair strike, it does say find and destroy the single exalted servitor that sustains the fallen House of Devils in the Cosmodrome. So that would be a prime.
Exalted?
Then,
ooh. Oh, yeah, definitely a prime.
So they're going to change it up like, kind of like they did the Omnigul strike. It's not Omnigul at the end, but you're going to the same area.
You know? It's a new prime servitor, which makes sense because, I mean, Sepix was destroyed. I mean, that was kind of... that was one of the few strikes that was canonized because, I mean, we see its shell during one story mission, and then during SIVA, it gets put back together with SIVA. So... Mm.
It is kind of funny. The Fallen Saber says, you know, rush to the aid of the AI Warmind Rasputin. That kind of don't fit in with the story, does it? I mean, Rasputin was kind of taken by Anna, right? From Mars that we know of.
Yeah.
I mean, she goes, maybe that's just, back in.
Maybe this is a maybe this is a bunker that's off the grid and still. Ask calling for help, but it's
the, yeah, I like to see how they play the story into what's going on now, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be potentially a sealed, because apparently the Rasputin that we communicated with in D1 was indeed like a fragment, like the one on Mars and the one on Earth were slightly disconnected from one another, because I think that was one of the points of the Warmind expansion was. But even then, during the Warmind expansion, like, the known cells were all, like, reconnected to bring Rasputin properly back online. So, it's going to be interesting to see how they explain that one. Unless we're just protecting a Rasputin bunker. Because Rasputin bunkers do hold nodes to... Well, much like in, what was that season of Worthy?
Worthy, yeah.
Yeah.
That we had the Seraph bunkers, so that could potentially, the Fallen could still, years later, they can still be trying to get in there.
Persistent, are they?
Right?
Definitely.
Or it could just be all timeline traveling like the Exo Stranger.
No.
Because that is the thing. Don't let it fool you. It is a thing. And they could totally use that to their advantage.
It's been a thing since D1.
But to bring it in as a strike, I doubt it.
If they haven't done it yet, they're not going to do it right now. Just because the Stranger's back in the story doesn't mean this is going to become Terminator.
I'll be back.
Check out the wallpapers real quick, too, because these are some pretty cool ones, especially the two on the right. I'm going to start in the very right first. This is probably going to be one of the areas where we're having one of the battlegrounds, and it shows the Cosmodrome with that iconic landscape that we know, but tons of Cabal ships in the sky. And then that area in the back where you see like a symbol, kind of like a lit up, you know, electronic banner that's almost been placed. It's almost like, yep, this is the area we're taking over or something.
Right.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
And then the screenshot before that Is that going to be like some jumping area in the new strike or somewhere else? Or is it just a side view hallway that we look at? You know, sometimes it's just a side view, but be interested to see what this is all about.
A couple more days. We will be finding out.
Yeah, at least most of these things, maybe not all. But yeah, it seems like a pretty good season. Who knows how it all comes to play. But I would like to ask all y'all as just kind of a topic for this evening. Try to separate the DLC. I know for all of us, I'm sure we can do fine. But if we just take the season by itself, how would you rate it? Like 1 to 10 or letter grade, however you want, or just in general? How do you feel about it?
This past season or the new season?
This one that we're just finishing right now that came with Beyond Light, but, you know, try to think of the season as its own thing.
The season of the hunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't feel it's very fair. But I do feel the season itself is probably like a 6 out of 10. Slightly like above average. Slightly.
I agree with Des. That's why I'd give it a 6.
Yeah, but I feel like, the chunk of the exciting stuff was just with the DLC, and I don't...
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, a lot of the stuff came with the DLC, and I feel that this kind of season is kind of... Because, I mean, I wasn't around for Shadowkeep. I wasn't actively playing for Shadowkeep, but, Well, actually, no, I wasn't around. Either way, I didn't have internet. Couldn't log in.
So you didn't do that. What was that Vex season called during Shadowkeep?
Undying?
Undying,
yeah. Well, I'll tell you. See, I think this is way better than the Undying one. And yes, it's not fair because the DLC is going to take the main center stage. And
yeah,
you're probably never going to have a huge season. But my point is, I think this is way better than people are making it out to be. They tend to only think of certain things in the season, like, oh, there was just a couple Wrathborn hunts, that's it. No, that's not it. There was the Hawkmoon stuff, the end Hawkmoon mission at the, you know, the Harbinger. I mean, yeah, sure, it wasn't.
Ooh, yeah, that's that right, Hawkmoon stuff.
But
I probably bumped it up to a 7 for the Hawkmoon stuff.
Yeah, so I would say like a 7.
yeah, I would, because yeah, like you said, for some reason I was yeah, including the Hawkmoon stuff into the season. Because, I mean, that's a fantastic, like, Whisper-esque mission that they added for that. So, yeah, I'll give that a 7.
Mm-hmm.
A 10! Yeah. A 10!
Not a bad story. We do know the story has been getting better. I mean, there wasn't any stupid story on Dying. I don't remember what it was, but, like... But here we actually got a few cutscenes, and we got lots of lore and just story that made sense.
It did.
For sure. So I mean,
a 10.
I'll still stick with my 6, but.
There you go. We got a 6. We got 2 7s. And what do you have, Sin?
I think overall for this season and in general, you know, if you take the Beyond Light stuff out of it, you know, I think it's a solid 7, maybe borderline 8 when it's all said and done. The Hawkmoon stuff, I agree with Des, was pretty good. The Crow storyline and the hunts. The only thing I really want to do them now, like really want to do them for, is the ship that I can't seem to get. And I've been trying to run this darn thing every week. And I've been having fun in Crucible. I mean, I've been heavy in Beyond Light. I think the beginning of the season was interesting with grinding out power for our raid day grind or raid day shenanigans. And if you consider the raid inside of this as well as part of the season, then I think you really push it 8.
No, sorry.
No.
I don't think
the raid was expansion. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if we get a raid in another season, then it's still seasonal.
Yeah. That would be seasonal. Very true.
That would, but I feel like this, I know. I see what you're saying, but this one's definitely DLC. That's tough because then we get the new raid.
I heard you gave me DSC in the season, so now it's an 8.
I'm just trying to think through the logic. Yeah, when Vault of Glass comes back, we'll be like, yeah, it's such a good season just because it came back in that season.
You can't say it came in the expansion then, because it's not.
Yeah, interesting points. Well, yeah, we definitely, I think everyone can agree DSC is part of the expansion because it was on Europa and all that, but.
Exactly. And then it finishes, it's interwoven with the story of House Salvation and everything. So,
yeah. But yeah, you're right. And even though Vault of Glass has been a previous raid, it's kind of like where we had, although back during that, you know, the one before Shadowkeep, the Forsaken, those weren't, I mean, we had seasons per se, but they weren't so much separated. We just had to buy the full season pass together, you know?
And, yeah.
Right.
And yes, you could say like, oh yeah, the last one, Opulence, that came with Crown of Sorrow and had, you know, tons of stuff to do. It had the, also the match made, what was that activity? The six man that everyone loved.
Sundial.
No.
Menagerie.
Yeah. Well, that was an excellent season because so much stuff was.
I didn't even play it. And it was good.
Yeah, Menagerie was great. I loved
it. Yeah.
Yeah, like I came back and I was like really impressed with like how Menagerie worked and everything. But then again, I also had Sundial, which was like Menagerie, but even easier because it's like, oh, hey, just pick a reward. Wait, what? Yeah, just pick a thing. You can have it.
And you had three of them each week. Powerful ones on top of that.
God, couldn't you pick like four things at the end or something?
Something like that, depending on, I guess, how you slot the runes.
At the very beginning.
Oh, no, for Menagerie, yeah, you can get three or four at a time, yeah.
Because
you have, like, your first completion, I think, was a bonus. Then, for, like, you could double rune. All I know is I grinded a lot for Deathrock Blues that I ended up never using before Gut Sunset, so.
I think it's right on my Aaron Toll. That's my good Aaron Toll roll. All right. Anything else anyone wants to bring up about Destiny? I mean, we're getting excited. It's getting close.
I know.
By the time this podcast comes out, it may already be the new season, or if not, then something you can look forward to. But we're excited as we're recording this. So,
super.
Man. Or you could be really stressed out because now you know you got 2 days to finish all the stuffs.
All the stuff.
No, everything stains, Sen, remember?
Yeah. So you actually don't need to. You don't have to finish all the stuff.
Finish all the stuff so you don't have to worry about it.
Well, this is almost. I don't know if it's going to be better or worse for you because things keep stay around and they can be rolling, and you're going to get more and more backlog. Technically, you know those weekly seasonal triumphs like what we talked about. you know, it's good that. You know, they one unlocks each week and you can go back and do the old ones. But boy, if you were behind and you come at the end of the season, you're like, you're going to have to like so much stuff to do.
I know.
Just pack it in. If you care about that, of course, you don't have to.
Of course I care about it. Or at least I'll try to care and try to keep up with it as best as I can.
But there's no more bounties.
Or in Gator's eyes, super bounties.
Right.
Super bounties. Well, RNG Gator, how you feeling? Any more drinks in you?
I'm still working on the third one. I'm just
still working on the third.
I think if I had shotgunned it too fast, I'd have been asleep through the podcast and not meaning to.
Well, we appreciate you not asleep through the podcast. But you know, we know what kind of actually, we talked about the pre-show, but yeah, what type of drink are you having?
The audience doesn't know. Kraken Spice Rum and Coke.
Nice. So that's drinks, and we also like to ask our guests when they come on the show. Do you know our question? I didn't warn you ahead of time.
What's my favorite dessert?
Yes, you know.
You listen. Yay.
Yay. Okay, another point in the category of RNG Gator.
My favorite dessert. I'm not a big dessert guy, but because even come around my birthday, my wife's like, you want me to make you a cake? I'm like, no, unless I'm in the mood for it. You know, I'm one of those guys, I like to eat dessert if I want to eat it. If it's at a party, I'm not going to eat it unless I want to. So, but my mom and my wife's got this recipe now, made a chocolate eclair cake. Oh my God, that thing is delicious.
That does sound good.
I mean, we're talking like layer of chocolate, graham crackers, the fill in, and the chocolate on top. Oh my God. I'm getting hungry thinking about it.
Right?
So, and there's none up there. Yes, it is worth it. If I can get the recipe
in the mail.
Yeah. I can shoot you the recipe if I can find it. Not the mail, but I don't know if it'd get there in one piece and still be good for you, Sin.
Yeah,
and
right.
I do live closer to you probably than
it's a quick Kings drive.
So
Carolinas are a quick drive to good old WV.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but you live closest to me.
Yeah.
That's right. You're in South Carolina. That's right.
Yeah.
All I hear is an East Coast meetup soon.
If COVID will allow.
Second Kingsley. I mean, what?
I'll just sit over here in my East Coast corner.
Right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. It would be cool to kind of meet some people again. Maybe one day.
In the future. Our government and COVID allows us to.
We're all old, as old as Gator.
Right.
I mean,
pretty sure he's oldest.
Oh, yeah. You can tell in the way he forgets stuff on his podcast and Hazel carries the podcast, you know, stuff like that.
What has this turned into? Just a podcast that we're making fun of Gator?
Wait, is that not what we're supposed to do?
That's what I normally do. It's like part of my repertoire now. You know?
He's like, that's what I signed up for. No, I it's all good fun. I think we were talking pre-show also about we had some new people that joined the Discord lately, and we love to do a lot of tags from time to time just to, you know, poke the bear, make fun of Gator. And the new guy took to it right away. He started doing a million tags.
Yes, that was great. It's like, thank you for taking what I said to heart, even though I didn't mean any of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure you did.
I just wanted to see if it could go somewhere. I was bored at work.
Well,
now you know why I post my really long, like, step-by-step stuff. Saturday.
Yeah. Hey, if we're ever bored, we can do more of those. I appreciate that. And we can do... I won't mention any names.
I just love how Gator went into each one that Burning Wing tagged him in and apologized. Or not this one, you know. That was great. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is easy to, as long as it's trolling shenanigans, you can talk Burning into just about anything.
Oh, I messaged Burning Wing. I DM'd him privately and said, hey, we got this going. You want to help? And then he jumped right in. So
I'm surprised he needed the...
Well, he wasn't online. He wasn't showing his green dot. So that's why I hit him up.
So, hey, just let you know, we're doing this thing. So come on.
Correct.
And for those of you that are not in the Discord, please join, because you can join in these fun shenanigans also. If you want.
You want.
Yes, it's fun. Our Discord can be talking about Destiny, or it can be tagging people.
Did you say pegging?
Tagging. All right, we need to end. Sin's getting off the rails. No, but we don't have to end immediately. But no, we do appreciate having you on the show, RNG Gator. Known about you in the community for a while, and definitely wanted to get you on, get your opinions about stuff, and see how cool of a guy you are. Cool, chill guy. We need to run some more raids with you in the future, so you're always welcome back on the show, and welcome to run with us.
No problem. Not a problem at all. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, the RNG Gator. The original Gator. All right, well, do you have, I mean, we've mentioned your name a lot, but what are some good ways people can get a hold of you? Discord, gamertag, Twitter, anything like that you want to shout out?
On PC, Xbox, it's RNG Gator. Twitter, RNG Gator. Discord, RNG Gator. Pretty much branded it the same way across all media.
Excellent.
You can find me that way.
That does make it nice.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Solid. Excellent. Sin, do we care about where people can find you?
Everywhere and anywhere. Sin?
Tiga?
Twitch.tv, Sin Media. Twitter, Sin_Media. Des the Raven? How about you?
You can find me as per the ush.
In the club?
Not quite, but yeah, something like that. but now you can find me, of course, in the Discord, lurking, potentially debating, potentially doing a number of things. Probably not. At least let's all hope not.
Probably if I've been playing Genshin Impact.
No TikTok twerk videos for you.
Like I said, let's hope not. The world does not need to see that.
The world may never know.
Right? But of course, you can find me on Twitter at DES_Raven, where I exist there.
You exist there. Nice.
I mean, yeah, it's not definitely not like, because I remember a while back, the other Gator had tagged me on Twitter, and I noticed the notification like an hour later.
Mm-hmm.
So I tagged him back, and he's like, oh, I'm just checking to see if you use Twitter. I'm like, sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Hence.
It is what it is. All right.
Kingsley.
And then you can find me as Kingsley Mac on all the places, except for Twitter. I am MC Kingsley.
Macklemore.
Just that, MC Kingsley. On PC, I'm Kingsley Macklemore, but just look for Kingsley Mac. You'll find me. But the most important thing is you can find out about our Discord, our clan,
and our show
podcast at, well, first, you can look on Twitter if you so desire. Our tag is The Guardian Hub, and our website is theguardianhub.com.
Ooh, the best hub on the net.
Ooh, take it in. Tight this week. I don't know what I was going to say. We better.
On that note. This isn't where I parked my car.
Yes. On that note, sorry, RNG Gator, but no, we were
it's perfectly fine.
And you're welcome back anytime. And thanks for coming on. And I think you won the contest tonight, so we'll have to give that report to Gator or just wait for him to listen to the show. But you won our unofficial counting system. So,
best Gator on Discord.
Mm-hmm.
The best Gator on the net.
All right, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in again this week. Thanks for everything that you do. And we will see you next week. And have a good one.
Bye. See you next season.